Welcome to each one. Welcome to our singing school this morning. I'm trying to compose myself a little bit. Pretty excited about singing together with you again. Start out with, for our prayer, with maybe you had a prayer request for us. Yes, let's pray for Edgar in Guatemala.
The brothers in Mexico in lockdown.
Yes, it's a little difficult for the brothers in Mexico and very difficult for those in Guatemala too to earn their living right now with the extreme lockdowns they have going on. Just curfews to get back home by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Guatemala. High fines if you don't get back to your house by that time. Let's pray for them. It's difficult. They have especially in Guatemala, have a relatively few cases of the virus, but just a lot of rules going on. Any other requests you might have? If not, let's go to the Lord and pray. Dear Father, we lift our hearts to you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for his blood shed for us. His resurrection that we gather together on the first day of the week to commemorate, to celebrate. Praise you so much for his call to bring us to the kingdom of heaven and to give us the hope of eternal life. The privilege of living right now for you, dear Father. Thank you for your forgiveness, your love to us each day, and for drawing all men to yourself. Dear Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters near and far. Pray for the people in Guatemala. Be with them this morning. Bless our service together. We ask in Jesus' worthy name. Amen. Okay. Let's start with number 37. You can stand. Have enough of breathing room in there, y'all. 37. Zion's glad morning. First word just kept your eyes glued down here. You weren't going to start together. And I snapped my fingers. Number of you still stayed looking down hard at the book. Try to keep focused here a little bit. Let's keep together. Ready? Let's do the second verse.
Hail to the rising sun. Hail to the millions from the betrayed
Joy of Zion's glad morning when the promised one was sent and came. Okay, exercise. I'm going to give you low C and ask you, well, let's do the scale up through and then ask you to give me different of the notes. Just immediately give a note that I asked for. Do, up. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, mi.
Mi.
Do, la.
La.
You hear him back there? Do. La.
La.
Do.
La.
Fa.
Fa.
Do.
Re.
Re. Do. Sol.
Sol.
Real good. That's good. Do. Practice. A lot of you are only getting it because you hear somebody else. And that's all right. But it's not the best. Get it by yourself. Practice that. And you're doing good with the, doing pretty good with the names of the notes. And I'm going to have an assignment for you at the end here. Okay, 87. Let's sing the notes of our chant together. Psalm 130. Sing our notes together. Everybody on your note. And watch my hand for your hold. For the amount you hold it out. Stronger. Hope of the depths of our coming up to thee, O Lord.
Lord, hear my voice.
Let thine ears be
attentive
to the voice of my soul. If thou, Lord, shouldst not
give me tease,
O Lord, who
shall stand?
But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest
give
me. I wait for the Lord, my soul
doth wait,
and in his word
do I hope.
My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning.
I say more than they that watch for the morning.
Don't you feel like with you're the Israelites headed for Jerusalem or singing in front of the temple? De profundis, out of the depths, the profound depths is the name of that tune. So we're asking in the last verse there, last verse, last phrase or sentence, lead me, O Lord, through peace to light. Lead me, O Lord, till perfect day shall shine, through peace to light. It's just for a while that we need to be led through this dark veil till we're with him. That's what we look forward to. I think that's what Adelaide Ann Proctor was wanting to say.
I do not ask, O Lord, that life may be a pleasure.
Start all over again. I want you to go right in there for one thing, because we're continuing the thought of the end of that verse, and you all weren't looking at me, so you didn't know that I was starting right in there. Okay. First verse.
I do not ask that
do that amen again. The sopranos, you didn't have your fa mi. Okay, I have an assignment for you. Keep your books there. We're going to sing one more after this. Okay. So, the doxology. First of all, I'm going to tell you what a doxology is. Maybe you can tell me. I looked up that word this morning. Doxa in Greek means glory, and logia or ology means saying. So your glory saying. It's just a term for a praise, a saying of praise or chanting of praise that is normally done in a Christian church service. A doxology. So I want you to take that two-line hymn that we sing, number 56, and you take that and come back to us and be ready to grade one of your siblings as to how they sing those notes, and tell us whether, you don't have to tell their name, we're going to get an idea how good you have singing those notes. You can practice all you want. Do it about Friday. The test would be about Friday. Then you got all day Saturday to figure out what grade you're going to give them. Okay? So between 0% and 100%. So just do that with one of your siblings. And if you have two grades to give for two of your siblings, that's fine. Just give both grades. But just get an idea where you're at. Okay? So you're going to do it in soprano. Soprano, the notes. Do, do, ti, la, sol, do, re, mi. You can read them. You can read them to your sibling. Each of you grade your sibling. If you don't have any siblings, grade somebody else. And get graded by somebody else, okay? Let's just do that exercise. And you do it by yourself. You've got to sing that by yourself to one of your brothers or sisters, okay? And just do it. You say those notes, and you can practice all you want. But you do it. And we'll find out how well you're doing with the saying the notes and with staying on tune as well. You grade both ways. You don't have to tell me which way, but just tell me what, give a grade in your mind where they're at, okay? If you have any questions,
Do we tell their grade or?
Yes, tell their grade.
You don't tell them.
You know what? No. Yeah. You tell their grade and don't tell their name. I'll be a little soft on you this time.
Find someone I know.
Yeah.
Struggle with it.
You could. You could.
Sorry,
I'm that's fun. It'll be fun. It'll be good. Let's sing 93 yet. The sands of time are sinking.
We mourn our way. dark and in the midnight, but
there's no comma. Glory, glory dwelleth in me. Get your breath somewhere else there if you need to, but right through, dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. Tell us where it is.
Oh,
supposed to tell something we want to be remembered for, and I want to be remembered for being a kind and helpful man.
I want to be remembered by a hard worker.
I want to be remembered by someone that works hard, does everything the best I can, and is a blessing to be around and an encouragement.
I want to be remembered as a man of whom the world is not worthy.
I want to be remembered as someone who is patient and not self-seeking.
I would like to be remembered by as a man that did the best he could at everything, and just a man that just helps and is caring.
I think it was the week before last, I was riding home with Olin, and we were talking. He was telling me some about his brothers. And, well, he told me about one of his brothers that was, like, real wild, kind of, and would just criticize kind of whatever he could, and just did a lot of writing and stuff, you know, just really tried to get out there and, you know, show what he had to say. And Olin was just saying how, you know, it's a lot better to just not try to find everything you can to criticize and to just kind of, you know, more just go along, just be a nice person to be around. And so that's one, that was good advice.
I want to be remembered as a man who won't pause, and doesn't want to help when someone needs help. And I want to be remembered as someone who really wants others to have a good life.
I want to be remembered as somebody who will always lend a willing hand to people who need it and be a kind, generous man.
I want to be remembered as a man that's just willing to help and just jump right in there and be a good man and good to his neighbor and just do what the Lord wants us to do and just be a righteous man.
I want to be remembered as a man who looked to the people and drew strength from the people that know peace and know the Lord's mercy and the times that we're living in where there's so many people who are not living lives of peace and who are... I want to be an example to those people because I've been shown that example. And even though I do have weaknesses, I'm human, and I also want to be known as a man who, despite of his weaknesses, aspired to be like the Lord and also aspired to be, show the same kindness and generosity that the people that you all have, and I want to be that man and leave behind that legacy. And I was thinking about how it's amazing to ponder that because right now we're so caught up in what people think about us, you know, like what do they think about, what's he think about me, what she think about me, and we get so caught up in that, but that's just such a small part of what people are going to think about us when we're gone, when it's all said and done. And looking at that, looking at the end game, it sort of summarizes everything and helps to kind of shrug off the temporary surrounding cares that we're so pressed by, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's a blessing.
I thought about how when we're dead, all that's going to matter on this world is what we've left behind. So, like David was saying a few months ago, that I don't only want to be just a generally good person, but also an influential person.
I want to be known as a man that is steady and faithful and is a help to other people, is a blessing to other people, because other people have been a blessing to me.